A multidimensional personality. A multidimensional personality. Imam Muhammad Raza. Imam Muhammad Raza. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite with me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in Silsila, the multi-dimensional personality, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan. It is a consecutive programs, 10 programs on the biography of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Al-Shah, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, and it is the second episode for that consecutive 10 programs. Inshallah, Azzawajal, you be with us until the end of this silsila, and you will be able to learn so much, inshallah, Azzawajal, a great amount of knowledge today. Before we proceed ahead towards the topic of today's silsila, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, who is an alim in niyat, a scholar of intentions, he has given us a beautiful mindset. Whenever you perform any good deeds, always remember to do good deeds. Alhamdulillah, it is also an hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. And Bukhari Sharif, the very first hadith, and this is also a part of hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ So dear Islamic brothers, inshallah azza wa jal, we can make so many intentions for one particular good deed. The more the intentions we make, the higher the rewards we can attain, inshallah. For example, we can make an intention today that I make an intention that I will deliver this silsila for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you can make an intention that you will listen from start till end for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. Whatever we learn today, we'll remember it, we will inshallah try to act upon, and we'll pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah azza wa jal. If you've got pen or paper, you can write down the important points, what you can inshallah go through after, and it is also one of the good ways to remember what you learn, inshallah azza wa jal. And the Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, whatever time you will spend in this silsila, because there will be a tazkirah of awliya-i-kiram, there will be a tazkirah, there will be discussion about the blessed personalities of Islam, and especially Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, who himself was a great personality, an institution within the personality, a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And definitely when you discuss and we do the dhikr of such salihin, the rahmat descends, and we all can gain blessings from that rahmat too, inshallah. And you can make further good intentions too. And alhamdulillah, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he has also given us a beautiful mindset that whenever you start any bayan, so always remember to send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I was reading the biography of Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, and I was amazed that every time, whenever he wrote his writing, Allahu Akbar, or any day he started, he did with the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. His day or his writing was all part with the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And my dear Islamic brothers, would you really be amazed and surprised to know that the very last writing what Imam of Ahl Sunnah wrote was nothing else but durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This was the personality who gave us a message that every day, every morning, you should start with the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the last wording should be the name of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. So the Islamic brothers, one of the beautiful pearls today we learn from the seerah that alhamdulillah, we should also send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because the one on the day of judgment closest to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will be who would have recited the most durood in his life. Sallu ala al-Habib. And my dear Islamic, there are so many dimensions of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, right? And today what we have selected, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman as his father. How he spent his life being a father. How did he raise up his children? And what status the children they got in their life, inshallah. And we will also get so many Madani pearls about parenting. This is one of the hot topics of this day and age. How we can raise our children up, especially when we are living in society which is a multi-faith society, which is multicultural society. In such society, how we can raise our children according to the true teachings of Islam. Inshallah, we'll be learning much about today. And before we proceed towards the topic, let's listen one of the kalam from Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Muhammad mazhar-e kamil hai haq ki shaan-e izzat ka. Muhammad mazhar-e kamil hai haq ki shaan-e izzat ka. Nazar kar andaaz wahdat ka, nazar aata hai is kasrat mein kuch andaaz wahdat ka. Kadabi muntazir hai khuld mein nekon ki daawat ka. Kadabi muntazir hai khuld mein nekon ki daawat ka. منتظر ہے خلد میں نیکوں کی دعوت کا. خدا دن خیر سے لائے سخی کے گھر ضیافت کا. خدا دن خیر سے لائے سخی کے گھر ضیافت کا. گناہ مغفور دل رو شن خنک آنکھیں جگر ٹھنڈا. گناہ مغفور دل رو شن خنک آنکھیں جگر ٹھنڈا. تعال اللہ ماہ طیبہ عالم تیری طلعت کا. تعال اللہ ماہ طیبہ عالم تیری طلعت کا. محمد مظہر کامل ہے حق کی شان عزت کا. نرم تھی گل کے جوش حسن نے گلشن میں جا باقی. نرم تھی گل کے جوش حسن نے گلشن میں جا باقی. چٹکتا پھر کہاں گنچا کوئی باغ رسالت کا. چٹکتا پھر کہاں گنچا کوئی باغ رسالت کا. الہی منتظر ہو وہ خرام ناز فرمائے. الہی منتظر ہو وہ خرام ناز فرمائے. بچار آنکھوں نے کم خوابِ بصارت کا. بچار تھا ہے فرش آنکھوں نے کم خوابِ بصارت کا. بصارت کا محمد مظہر کامل ہے حق کی شان عزت کا ادھر امت کی حسرت پر ادھر خالق کی رحمت پر ادھر امت کی حسرت پر ادھر خالق کی رحمت پر نرالا طور ہوگا گر شش میں شفاعت کا نرالا طور ہوگا گر شش میں شفاعت کا محمد مظہر کامل ہے حق کی شان عزت کا جنہیں مرکز میں تاحش امتی کہہ کر پکارو گے جنہیں مرکز میں تاحش امتی کہہ کر پکارو گے ہمیں بھی یاد کر لو ان میں صدقہ اپنی رحمت کا ہمیں بھی یاد کر لو ان میں صدقہ اپنی رحمت کا محمد مظہر کامل ہے حق کی شان عزت کا رضائے فرتا جوش بہر دریا سے نہ گھبرانا رضائے فرتا جوش بہر دریا سے نہ گھبرانا رضائے فرتا جوش بہر دریا سے نہ گھبرانا کبھی تو ہاتھ آ جائے گا دامن ان کی رحمت کا کبھی تو ہاتھ آ جائے گا دامن ان کی رحمت کا محمد مظہر کامل ہے حق کی شان عزت کا
سبحان اللہ علی اسلامی brothers and viewers of Madri Channel as we have earlier said, today we've got the topic Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman as father. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it is very important that whenever we would like to see a personality in his different dimensions, right, as we discussed the childhood, yesterday we discussed about the early life of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, and today we would like to see that being a parent, what was the personality of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and what guidelines, what many pearls we can learn from the seerah of Imam of Ahl Sunnah. Because Alhamdulillah, the main purpose of doing today the program on the personality of Ala Hazrat is not just to highlight the points to you, but to learn something from his seerah, to learn something from his personality, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And first of all, I would like to pose a question to our brother today, inshaAllah, that how important it is before we become a parent, before we become a father, how important it is to choose the right partner. And then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the further it comes to the next step. Brother Wasim, what do you talk about onto this very important topic, that what are the teachings of Islam with regards to choosing the right partner, and then inshallah further we can move on to the topic towards the parenting and how good Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah was being a father.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim bismillahir rahman ar-rahim. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our Deen Islam, the religion of Islam, beautifully guides us on every walk of our life. Every field of our life, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are thoroughly guided on how to go about those things.
Islam is a complete code of life.
It's a complete code of life. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we can't thank Allah Azza wa Jal enough that we've got hold of Awliya Karam Rahimahumullah, who through their practices showed us how to practically act upon those guidelines by Sharia which we've been commanded to act upon. As specific to today's topic, when we look at the seerah of Imam Ahle Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmat Rahman, from the time of his marriage all the way up to him becoming a father, and how he brought up his children. It's amazing in terms of the Madinan culture, it contains for children that either we will be married or we will get married in future. So from the seerah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when we look at the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnat Ali Rahma, we get amazed as to the motherly pearls that we get in terms of choosing of a partner, in terms of how a marriage should take place, in terms of what rituals should take place in a marriage. When we specifically look at the seerah of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatullahi Rahman in terms of his marriage taking place, we will be amazed to see the conditions that he placed before getting married. And one of the conditions that he placed before getting married was that there will be nothing against the Sharia. In the ceremony of marriage, there will be no such action which will be against the Sharia. It includes music, includes intermixing of males and females, etc., etc., which unfortunately has become an integral part of our society today. So this is one of the things that Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatullahi Rahman put as a condition before getting married. Then we come to know that when Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatullahi Rahman chose his partner, what did he actually look for? And when we look at this aspect of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatullahi Rahman Seerat, we find out that he was a true reflection of this Hadith Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Some of it is that some of you marry because of status, some because of wealth, and some because of the beauty of women. But you should marry because of the piety of the woman. And Imam Ahl Sunnat was a true reflection of this Hadith Mubarakah. Because the partner he chose to get married to, she was an and then, after the piety, after the sincerity, after the devotion of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh and the mother of his children, his blessed wife, when they both got together and they served the deen, at the end of the day, when such pious, mustaqi, Allah-fearing couple, they get together, they give birth to such offspring who also go to the extent of becoming wali.
Subhanallah, Mufti Azam Hindu.
One of them, he becomes Hujjatul Islam, the proof, the evidence of Islam. And the other son goes to the extent of becoming Mufti Azam Hindu, the great, great Mufti of Hind. So this is how important it is for us to choose the right partner under the light of Hadith Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that some of you would choose a partner because of her will, some because of beauty, some because of status, but you should choose because of piety. And this is a true reflection in the character of Ala Hazrat, and we see the results in the shape of the offspring that they had, in the shape of Hujjat al-Islam, Imam Hazrat Maulana Hamid Raza Khan, and Mufti Hazm, and Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi.
MashaAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, did you now listen, MashaAllah, how beautifully Muballigh Dawat Islam, he explained that how important it is that you have a right partner, you choose a right partner who would support you, who would assist you. And remember, there are people who have made something good in their life. Whenever you see some of the successful personalities in the world, you would definitely find the factor their partner would have supported them. Their partner would have assisted those personalities. And that was the reason they were able to do something beyond the limit. They were able to do something good, something bigger than otherwise. My dear Islamic brothers, if you don't have support from your partner, then you can't do something bigger. You can't achieve the bigger milestones. And alhamdulillah, we can see this from the seerah of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, the blessed wife of Ala Hazrat, alhamdulillah, she was muttaqiyah, she was parhezgar, she was a pious lady, alhamdulillah. At the same time, she supported very well to Ala Hazrat, and alhamdulillah. And I was reading the seerah of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, and I read that, subhanallah, she would every day, one of the duties of her was that she would do massage on the head of Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, and she would take long time, approximately more than half an hour or an hour, she would massage on the head of Ala Hazrat. But do you know that during that massage, Ala Hazrat would not stop writing. She would do such beautifully and such gently that the writing of Ala Hazrat, because he would not stop his work during that time. Allahu Akbar. This is what the son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman has mentioned, how beautiful beautifully the wife of Allah has supported her husband, and subhanAllah, he then did something great in his life. And mashallah, we also heard that if the parents, they are pious, then definitely the generations, the upcoming generation, they also turn out to be very good and nice. And this is something, a very beautiful pearl for us to learn. If we will become pious, if we will inshallah offer salah, if we will not miss any salt, and if we will act upon the sharia, right, and inshallah azawajal, our children will turn out to be good as well. But unfortunately, if we are watching films, if we are watching dramas, if we are listening to music, if we are going to cinemas, astaghfirullah, with our kids, then do you expect that what turnout is going to come? And I don't think there's any debate onto this, and anything else I should put any further light onto this, every sensible person can understand. This is the tragedy. This is the problem. Today, we are worried about the parenting issues. We are worried about so many issues and problems that how to raise our children up. And we are not looking at our own responsibilities, how we are living our lifestyle, how we are living in our household, and how we are spending our time. And then we expect that our children become pious. And in Islamic values, we have to learn from the seerah of Imam Ahlus Sunnah that we need to be pious, we need to be good at our household, at our home at the same time, so our children can also become good. And alhamdulillah, one very important topic Allah Hazrat took the pen on, that he wrote the rights of the children. Right? And I would like to discuss those rights. They are very important for us as being parents, and because we are discussing the life of Allah Hazrat being father, and he wrote those points, that what are the huquq upon parents over children. Inshallah, we will learn, and we can learn something from his seerah. Inshallah, try to implement in our life, inshallah, to raise up and bring our children to. Jibakasman, what are those important madani pearls which are a treasure from Imam of Ahl Sunnah, he mentioned with regards to the rights of the children.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanu rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi, obviously he was one of the best fathers, such a good father that he actually wrote the rights of being a parent.
Subhanallah.
That what rights do children have, what right does a father have upon his children? And to the extent he wrote 80 rights.
Allah.
80 rights which a father has upon his children.
Mashallah.
So today, do we even know 8 of these?
Allah.
If you ask us, what is our child's right, what right does our child have upon us? How many of us can count the rights?
But we want that our children need to be respectful. They need to be very, very much nice to us, and they should listen to us, and they should be very kind to us. We want that they should respect, they should know our rights. But you have highlighted a very important point, that we need to realize the rights of our children too, being parents.
Of course. The first right which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, and it's amazing what the first right is. The first right of a child is before the child is born.
Allah.
Not before the child is born, before the father gets married.
I think we were just talking about
just on the same topic, that the first right the father has upon the child is that he must find a righteous mother for his child.
Sure.
Today, as Wasim said earlier, firstly, what do we look for? We were told in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that give priority to deed. But unfortunately today, we look for beauty. Then if she's got the beauty, then what do we look for next? We look for wealth.
Yeah.
She has to have money. She has to come from a good family. But how many of us today give priority to the deen? And it's narrated that the first school, the first madrasa, is the lap of the mother. So that child will come into the mother's lap. Whatever she will teach that child, that's what she will get. So when we look for the right wife for ourselves, the first thing we should do is look for deen, as Wasim said before as well.
Sure.
Alhamdulillah, if you move on, that as the events that we're talking about, that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi written that in his marriage there will be nothing against the sharia.
Allah.
Today in our marriages, the first thing we start, before we get to the children, the first thing we start our marital life with is haram.
Allah.
Music, intermixing. And today's society is to such an extent we have got to, that if we do not attend these functions, our own family members get angry with us. That I had a wedding, my son had a wedding, my daughter had a wedding, but this guy didn't come to our wedding. Why didn't we go? Because it was haram. But our own family members, because they don't have this mindset, they don't have this tarbiyah of the deen, that we should go to.
Don't you think that because it's a happy event. It's a very important occasion of one's life. Don't you think we should be happy and we should enjoy this event? But you're saying that no music, no dancing, no parties, no, you see...
It's a happy event. You should enjoy, you should rejoice, you should celebrate. But we don't celebrate with haram.
Right.
You can read last day, you can have tilawat, you can have the best of food, you can have the best of places, the best of hotels. Alhamdulillah, our Sharia does not say that, you know, just quote 2-3 people and do nikah. Simple way. Alhamdulillah, if you have Allah's blessings and money, you get a nice hotel, you spend money on food, but you don't do something which is against our Islam and our Sharia, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden. How do we expect barakah in the marriage and barakah in the children? The way that we start is we start with haram. So we must start firstly our marital life, and before we get to our children, we must start according to Sharia, inshallah.
Inshallah. These family members and viewers of Manichan, very, very important topic. Nowadays, there are so many families. Normally they would be very religious. Normally they would look like religious. They will be a little bit understanding the teachings of Islam. But when it comes to the time of such occasions, such events, they also seem to be a bit of flexible in these things. And they think that's okay, fine. It's just an event. It's just a happiness, right? You can do something on these occasions. But normally Islamic brothers, teachings of Islam are for 24/7 and for complete life. You can't just choose when you want, you can't just leave when you want. And as earlier very beautifully said, the life you are starting is with, that should be properly according to the teachings of Islam, then you will get the barakah, then you will get the blessings, inshaAllah. And we have learned, alhamdulillah, in the seerah of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, it is written that when he had a marriage, not only because he was muttaqi, he was parhezgar, and he had made all possible that nothing happens other than Sharia, nothing happens against the Sharia, but he had also sent a message to the other party, the other side of the family, that like the bright side, that you all have to do according to Sharia. And alhamdulillah, it is written in the Seerah, they really cooperated very well, and the marriage of Ala Hazrat was very well, alhamdulillah, happened according to the teachings of Islam.
You should also check for not just the wife, but the wife's family. It's narrated, Allah Hazrat Alhamdulillah says that another right is that check the wife's father and his brother as well. Because the characteristics of the grandfather and the mamu of the child also go to the child as well. So marry a righteous wife from a righteous family. Today we look for the family with the most money. You know, they've got a big country in Pakistan. They have to have a big house here. They have to drive nice cars. But as we said before, always give priority to deen. Inshallah, everything will come with that as well.
Because the money can go anytime.
Of course.
You see, today you are rich, tomorrow you can be poor, right? Beauty will also go one day, right? Every flower, it fades out, right? Every beautiful person, a time comes when he gets older. But if you have prioritized deen, if you have given the priority to religion, character, right, to akhlaq, and well-being, inshallah, that remains until the end. That's why it's very important. What further important rights Allah has mentioned?
Another important right which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi has narrated is that feed the child from halal earnings. This is also a massive issue today, that we think as long as our child is clothed well, he's eaten well, he goes to a good school, that the parent has done their right. Before we go to the rights, that we need to tell ourselves and the viewers of Madani Channel that before we do any big job, we get a new job, or before we do any great task in our life, what do? We get training first. For example, we become an accountant. We get training. First you come for 1 week, you'll get training on how to do the job.
Sure.
Before we read Salah, what do? We learn how to read Salah. But when we have children, we think we don't need to learn anything. We don't need tarbiyah. Before we learn how to give tarbiyah to our children, we must have a training session ourselves to how to be a father properly. And where will we get that, inshallah, we'll get this tarbiyah, this training session from the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Learning from such silsilas that we are doing today, come to the Madani Kafli of Dawat Islami, and inshallah, learn yourself that, what, as I said, 80 rights that we have to give to our children. So we must act upon these 80 rights before we go on and to give other people tabligh and dawah. Let's sort our own homes out first. Sort our own society, our own house, and then we go out to others, inshallah.
See, the very important point which Fokas has highlighted, feeding the family, the house. People are busy 24/7 earning. they don't feel that from where the money is coming. Then they think the money should come. That is any means it is coming, they don't feel.
True.
How important it is, what do you think, in today, in this day and age, if we are expecting as the rights of our children?
Whether it is today's day and age of past era or the future era, it is almost of a mandatory condition, shall we say, to build up other children with halal sustenance. But the problem over here, as Mashallah Qasbah has also highlighted, in regards to people earning money and they don't care where the money is coming from, the problem is that they don't realize, they're not aware of the fact what is halal, what is haram. Why? Because they're so distanced away from the teachings of Islam, because of which they're not aware whether this is halal or haram what they're doing, and B, they're not really bothered about it. You would have also come across many Islamic brothers when you speak to them in Madani Qaflas or other places, when you dig deep down into what they're doing and you tell them that whether this transaction over here, which you normally deal with during your job, this includes interest, or this is haram, or this is not jaiz, and they'll be stunned as to that this is haram as well. Whereas those people who are familiar with the teachings of Islam, they won't be surprised. They won't be, you know, stunned after knowing it. Why? Because they know what the do's and don'ts are of Islam. Same goes to the fact where when we go to the extent of marrying our children or whoever, when we're talking about the fact of enjoying it and celebrating it, all the non-Sharia means that we're using over there, or all the non-Sharia means we're using over here to earn the livelihood, the problem is we don't understand what halal and what haram is nowadays. And because of this, nowadays we see various people complaining and moaning in our society that children don't listen to us, and you know, we have no barakah in our sustenance. How do we expect for the children to listen to us when we are feeding them through haram means of income? How can we expect barakah in our home when we are bringing everything in our home through haram earnings?
One of the reasons that Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I personally feel, is that sometimes we have not understood the true meanings of Islam, what Islam has taught us. We have not learned about it. That's why we end up doing something wrong, we end up doing something haram. For example, we think that our child, he has asked something branded, we have to buy for that child. If we think our child has asked us something very expensive game, we have to go and buy for it. Because my child has emotionally, we are happy. My neighbor's child has got this, my family's child has got this, and I have to get that. And to do this, maybe the wife will say, no, I need that. And then person will go. So whatever means money shall come, that should come, because I have to fulfill the wrong responsibility, which is not even a responsibility on him, but he thinks that I should do it just for my child. No, my Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you have to do what is right for your child. You have to do what is according to Sharia, what has made you farm upon you. You have to do according to that. And inshallah, if you do it halal way, if you do it in a right means, that will be the right way to bring up your children. And inshallah, azawajal, if you have fed your children with halal means, they will respect you. Inshallah, they will love you. They will you when you will be inshallah. What are the rights? Important rights? Do you think the Imam of Ahl Sunnah has mentioned with regards to parenting?
There are 80 rights which I mentioned, as I said before. Obviously, we can't go through 80 for short time. Another important one, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, is that don't lie to your child.
And the topic has got
complete
system. See, we can really talk about one right, we can talk about a complete program, really.
And those rights,
complete philosophy behind
and those rights, literally, it seems as Allah has written for us. Because all these things which Allah Hazrat is telling us, that this is your right, this is your right.
And this is my iman, that Allah Hazrat was fully, he implemented those rights as being a father. That's what we are discussing. His personality is one of his dimensions of life. See?
Of course, so for example, from a very young age, we start to lie to our children and we teach them to lie. We don't need to tell our child, don't lie. All he has to do is look at us lying and he copies us.
Yes.
Somebody calls us and says, oh, is your father at home? Say, better tell him I'm not at home. Somebody comes at the door, the masjid guys come to get the chanda, better tell them dad's not at home.
Sure.
This means we're teaching them to lie. Then when they get a little bit older, they understand, okay, if you do this thing, I'll buy you a toy.
Because maybe the viewers of Madani Channel would have got a little smile on their faces after listening to sentences. But to be honest with you, it is something to cry upon. It is something to take it seriously. It is something that we have to understand. We are lying, right? And we are doing that. And then we are teaching that to our children directly. And for example, if somebody outside even wants to tell to a child, you want to scare some people, the parents, they want to scare the child, okay, there will be any cat or any dog or some sort of jinn or something will come and take you. Okay, they start lying. It's all a lie.
You say, oh, if you misbehave, this Baba will come, and a dog will come, that will scare you. They scare the children. So firstly, you're teaching how to scare your own child, you're scaring him, you're teaching him how to lie, and in the future, these same children will be lying to you.
You know that. My mom, my dad said last time that somebody will come and Baba will come or a dog or cat will come, but there was no Baba or cat or dog. And he knows they're lying. And then they learn how to just...
And this habit becomes really dangerous when they grow up.
Sure.
That's when the children go out of the hands of the parents, because earlier they were young. They couldn't do anything physically, but now they've grown up, they've come to the age of 16, 17, 18, and now when they go out on the streets, when they get involved in drug dealing and all those things, because lying has been embedded into their hearts because of these parents, because since their childhood, this is what they've been practically doing upon them. Now when they go out on the streets, this is exactly what they're going to do, because this is what they've been taught. And this is the problem with the main burning issue of today. This is exactly what parents nowadays cry about. That their children are out of their hands. They don't know where their children are. But they are the ones, they are the responsible who embedded this into their hearts at the first place.
Sure.
So in a nutshell, to conclude these rights, if we talk about them, basically the rights that you wrote about parenting the children, we're far away from them. And the only solution is to come back to them. So, as earlier we mentioned that all the issues that we are facing in the society today are because we've distanced away from these rights.
We have not learned these rights.
Exactly.
We don't even know these rights.
Indeed.
And how we can implement those rights. But alhamdulillah, today's silsila would have definitely helped you from the seerah of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, mashallah, a great father, a beautiful dimension of his life, has taught us the rights of children and how we can do our children rightly according to the teachings of Islam and the Islamic brothers. And from today onwards, make your habit that inshallah you will never lie in your life, inshallah. You will not lie to your children, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And that's what we need to learn, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Fadi Jal. Dima Qasim, do you think any other important points you would like to discuss with
the other of the rights that were mentioned was that teach your children manners and etiquettes, manners of walking, talking, eating, sleeping. For example, in other words, teach them the sunnah of the Prophet akhlaq. But how can we teach our children akhlaq and manners if we don't have them ourselves?
Sure.
How can we teach our child that beta is sunnah to sit on the floor and eat, but it's okay for dad to sit on the table and eat?
Sure.
How can we teach them how to speak nicely to people, how to communicate with people with beautiful, eloquent language when we are speaking like street language, harsh language ourselves? Again, whatever we are today, it's because of our parents. And alhamdulillah, no doubt that whoever is sitting here today, or whatever the person is on the streets today, the parent has a major role in that. Because children are like sponges. Whatever they see, they take in,
The institution for a child is his own house. You see, and we also learned in the seerah of Imam of Ahl Sunnah that what the very first teacher was his own father.
SubhanAllah.
And he himself was the very first teacher of his own child.
SubhanAllah.
Right? And that's very important, the point you mentioned.
It's narrated that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he learned 20 branches of knowledge just from his father first. Before he went to any teacher of the Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, 20 branches, the main branch which he learned was from his father. So again, what have we taught our children? We haven't even taught them one branch of knowledge. How can we teach to get to the maqam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi?
We want to work 24/7, maqams, right? We have to. We don't have time. We don't have time. When we come home, they are sleeping, right? When they go to school, we are sleeping. When they come home, then we are at work. So we have to find some way to give more time to our children, which is to sit down with them, to teach them akhlaq. And then, astaghfirullah, most of the families would have thought giving time to our family is sitting with them and watching movies. watching dramas, taking them to the swimming pool, or taking them to the cinemas, right? And this is not giving time to them. There is so much others to do. 20 branches of knowledge was taught to Imam of Ahl Sunnah by his father. This is something to learn. We need to teach our children too.
And this is a very important aspect into our lives, that how do we spend time with our children? So one category you mentioned are those who have no time for their children. And in the later age of their life, they cry. Why? Because children have gone out of their hands. It's their own fault. The second category that we're talking about, who do give time, but they don't know how to give time. Now, their beautiful Madani prayers, again from the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, how do we give time to our children? The examples that you mentioned, these are very common in our society today. That when we sit down with our children, what do? Put the television on. And
give them our own phone.
Exactly.
Okay, he will play
songs and such games which have music and stuff. Basically, we indulge our children into haram with ourselves. And this is what we think that giving time to our children is. Taking them to cinemas or such places where Sharia does not permit us to take them. So this is what we basically think that giving them time actually means. But if, when we look at the seerah, as you did itself, also learned from their own blessed father. So if we look at the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnah, we find out that he spent time in teaching his children. He spent time in teaching Sharia to his children.
Yeah.
And when we look at the seerah of the righteous predecessors, rahimahumullah, we find out the beautiful Madani prayers in how to spend time with our children and how to bring them up. For example, when we look at the seerah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, the elder son, Hujjatul Islam, Ala Hamid Raza Khan, Ala Rahmatul Rahman, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala had great affection towards him, great love towards him. And ulama, they say that, Subhanallah, this is the point I was coming to, that this is also derived from the sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. That when we see that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, how they expressed love to Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, Al Hussain minni wa ana min Hussain. That Hussain is from me and I am from Hussain. This is a way of expressing your love for your children.
Yeah.
And when it came to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, what did they say? Following the same sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hamidun minni wa ana min Hamid. Hamid is from me and I am from Hamid. If you see, we are absolutely certain that Allah Hazrat alayhi rahmah would have also made the intention of following the sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Through his sadaqah, we've got the mindset attacking upon the sunnah.
He also loved this child very much because he was told that he will become a wali.
Indeed. Both of his children, they were given the glad tidings that both of these children will become wali. So if we closely look at this very aspect of how to give time to your children, we would find from the seerah of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala that again, before spending time with the children, Allah Hazrat knew the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. And so how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala and his Rasul spent time with Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and was a day of faith with Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Following the same pattern, same footsteps, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala did the same, and with the same intention, they expressed their love and devotion towards their offspring in the same words as well.
Would like to give a beautiful message to the viewers of Madani Channel, as Brother Wasim mentioned, that first of all, we have to learn how to give time to our children. If you want to learn how to give time to your children, then join the beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islam. Alhamdulillah, this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islam in this environment will tell you how to give time properly to your children, how to learn first the teachings of Islam, because you will know first, then you will transmit, then you will transfer, then you will give it to your children. Alhamdulillah, we've got gatherings, weekly gatherings, Alhamdulillah. You can join those gatherings, you can watch Madani Channel, you can take admission online, you can learn. There are so many various ways to learn how to give the proper time to your children and to raise up according to the teachings of Islam. Nima Kasme, the point you were mentioning.
I was just saying right of the child is that teach them the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family as well. Again, if we move on, that we all want our child to do the sunnah of having the bed, to wear the imamah sharif, but we say, better keep the bed. Say, Dad, what about you? not dad, when I get older, I'll choose the bed.
Yeah.
So we can't expect our child to be something that we are not. If you want your child to...
Then I go to masjid.
But that's exactly the same
thing.
I don't have time. Your child will be what you are. Wherever he sees at home, that's what he will be. So however you want your child to be, just be like that yourself. You don't need to tell him to do anything.
Very good.
Whatever you want him to be or her to be like that yourself. And inshallah, your child will be pious as well. So if you want your child to keep the bed, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing we need to do is act upon the sunnah ourselves at home, sunnah of eating, sunnah of sleeping, sunnah of waking up, the du'as that we read, the sunnah of how we should dress. Act upon them yourself, inshallah, so your children will follow you.
Teach them the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers, in view of the foundation, it has reminded me a beautiful zaqia in the seerah of Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. As we were just mentioning, the child, Hamid Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. This child, Al-Azad Imam Ahlul Sunnah, loved so much. He loved him so much. And he had a special attachment to that child. What had happened once, there was a majzub who used to live, right? And it was in the time, his name was Shah Bhukesha, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He was a majzub. He was lost in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he would always remain in the kafiyat, in the condition of jazd, right? And once he came in the court of Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, and he said that I can see the kingdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on earth.
Allah.
I can't see the kingdom in the skies. When Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma, he heard this from that mazzoob, Ala Hazrat said, doesn't matter if somebody can see it or not, but the kingdom of my Rasul is on the earth, on the skies, on the trees, on shajar, on hajar, on sanar and qadar, and everything, everywhere, there is the kingdom of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah.
He heard, and he just left that place. Allahu Akbar. Very soon, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he heard the news that Hamid Raza was on the roof, and he has fallen down. And the mother of the child, she complained. She said, why did you argue with that Mazzoob? Right? And there was no need to argue with that Mazzoob. I think because of that argument, this has happened that our child has fallen from the roof. Ala Hazrat said, fine, he would have fallen down from the roof, but he would not have heard. The text, he wasn't heard. Allahu Akbar. And many Islamic brothers, as he was of Madani Chan, do you know that? Later on, that Mazzoob, he came back and he said, I can now see the kingdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the skies too.
SubhanAllah.
Dear Islamic brothers, this was the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat was to that level where he could show to Mazzoob and he would take them to those levels because he had got that level through the stairs of Sharia and to the tasawwuf, and he had gone to that level, alhamdulillah, to the fana fil rasul, who loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout his life, who protected the honor of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam throughout his life. One of his aim was to protect the izzat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to refute those many Islamic brothers who were bad madhab, those who had corrupt beliefs. And this was one of the beautiful aspects of the life of Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And can you imagine how much he would have imparted, how much he would have transmitted this love to their own children? And this is without any need of explanation. Definitely that love was then transmitted in the hearts of the children. And definitely, Allahu Akbar, one became Hujjatul Islam, the Daleel of Islam. People used to look at Hujjatul Islam and they would, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, they would, many Islamic brothers accept Islam.
Even
in the face of Hujjatul Islam,
Muslim
Azam Hind, SubhanAllah, this was the another child of Ala Hazrat, Allahu Akbar. He became a great Mufti of Hind, Allahu Akbar, and today we know him as the title Mufti Azam Hind, Ali. Rahmatul Rahman. Many Islamic brothers, these were the teachings of Ala Hazrat as a father. When you talk about a picture, you don't just praise the picture. You talk about who is the one who has made this picture. Who is the artist? Because the credit goes to the artist. When you're talking about Mufti Azam Hind, when you're talking about Hujjatul Islam, then you are referring the credit to Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman.
Somebody, one of the points is that where are the Hujjatul Islam of today? Where are the Imam Ahmad Raza of today? Where are the Mufti Azam him today? One thing I just have to give to the views of Madin Channel is that when we have children, one child of ours is very clever. We say, okay, we're going to make him a doctor. Then the other one, he's not so clever, let's make him an engineer. Another one, he's good at maths, he's good at accounting, he's got a business mind, let's put him into business. This one is not so clever, let's put him into the Darul Madina, Darul Uloom, Jamatul Madina.
Sure.
Today, if you look at the Darul Uloom and Jamatul Madina, there's a big percentage of dropouts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody goes in the first year, he drops out after 1 year.
Sure.
Some goes after second year, he drops out. The reason is that this youngster who went in, he was never capable of becoming the Alim Adin. But our parents, because of that mindset they had, that this child, or his spirit child, let's make him Alim Adin. He will never become that because of our intentions. And those who have become scholars, alhamdulillah, their parents sent them with good intentions. But yes, we need Alim Adin, we need Muftis of today. And alhamdulillah, that's the one thing we see in Dawati Islami, that we have English-speaking scholars. Alhamdulillah, we have a big batch, 14 scholars of English-speaking scholars, which graduated in the UK. And these, alhamdulillah, was the parents that sent it with good intentions. So again, when we have children, alhamdulillah, if we think somebody is clever and sharp, put him into deen first. Then you see, dunya will
come after speech. Whatever raw material you are putting in, the product you're going to get.
Of course, yes.
Isn't it? If we are putting whatever raw material, the end product will be, if we are giving the very best mind of our family, inshallah, azawajal, what will happen? The best quality scholars will be produced. And alhamdulillah, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today you are watching the silsila, the personality, the multi-dimensional personality of Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman. You would have learned so many pearls, how to raise your children up, how to bring them up, inshallah, according to the teachings of Islam, and what are the rights of our children as the guidance of Imam of Ahl Sunnah. If you would like to give your children admission in our Jamiatul Madina of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, we've got one in Birmingham, one in Bradford, a beautiful Jamia, in their residential Jamiat, and the brothers, mashallah, the students, they are learning, they are becoming scholars of Deen Islam. And very, just a recent past, we had 14 scholars graduated, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and one of them was 73 years of age, and I think Vaseem Bhai will share a bit light onto that personality.
Alhamdulillah, this is the Faizan of my Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, alhamdulillah, Ashiqi Ala Hazrat, devotee of Ala Hazrat, who's instilled this love of Ala Hazrat into our hearts.
And who's we never knew who Ala Hazrat is. We never knew who wrote Mustafa Jami Rahmat, Ilakhu Salam. We never knew what Kanzul Iman is. Who has taught us? Amir of Ahl Sunnah. Shalala Ilyas, Aftar Qadri, Dana Shurakat, very beautiful is that.
Alhamdulillah. And through their presence, we see today that as a batch that just graduated, among them was also a 73 years old revert, who few years back was a priest. He was a non-believer, not only a non-believer, he was a priest. Through the individual efforts of the Mubalighin of Dawat Islami, he not only embraced Islam, bearing in mind he is not a normal non-believer, he was a priest, he was the one who used to, he was a scholar of non-believers. He not only embraced Islam, but alhamdulillah, he took admission in Jamiat al-Madina, the institute where Darsa Nizami is taught, where scholars are produced of Dawat Islami. And he took admission into Jamiat al-Madina, and 7 years later, he not only reverted to Islam, not only became a Muslim, not only became a Muballigh of Dawat Islami, but 7 years later, he became an Alim Adin.
Subhanallah.
This is what Dawat Islami is.
Promoting the fikr of Allah.
Subhanallah. 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 Who could have even thought that a non-believer of yesterday, a priest of yesterday, a preacher of another religion, 7, 8, 10 years down the line, will be preaching the message of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, through the fazan of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuh.
This also gives us a mindset that we are never too late. we can become a scholar at any age. This person has given us the motivation, to be honest with you. I was thinking also, that's why can't I become a scholar, a mufti, or I can't go to that level. I can do that. If a person of this age, if he can learn and he can become, then I think the viewers of Madani Channel listening to us, we can take admission in the Jamiatul Madina, and alhamdulillah, we can also try and learn knowledge. What do you talk about?
Alhamdulillah, whoever the country does this, always providing this facility. So it's not like you just have to leave everything, and just done it in such hours that you can, if you want to carry on working for a small amount of time, you can get both things in as well. But it's how much priority do we give to our deen? That's the thing. As you said, we don't give the best of our children, we don't give the best of our time, we give our time to the dunya, we give our children to the dunya, everything we have is for the dunya, but we've left our akhirah right at the back and the last thing. So we need to give priority to our deen, inshaAllah, and these are the children who are the alim deen, the scholars that we will make, they will benefit us in this dunya and in the akhirah as well. This, we give our child the best education, we say when we get old, he'll look after us, he'll provide for us. But what about our akhirah? Have we ever thought that when we die, what would this child do for me? With this child, when I leave, will he even raise his hands and do dua for me? Will he even do Isra'a as well for me? Or will he just get the money I left him, he'll buy a nice car, he'll buy a nice house, and forget about me? For example, if I ask you, that do you know your grandfather's name? Most people will know. I ask you, do you know your great-grandfather's name? Very few know. Do you know your great-great-great-grandfather's name? Nobody knows. We come to learn that a time will come when nobody will remember you. As we don't remember our forefathers, nobody will remember you. So whatever we can do is, whatever we leave behind today, that offspring is one of the things Sadqa Jariya for us. That leave such children, how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi left beautiful children behind, and how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was himself. Be people like these. Be like the awliya Allah and make children like these. And inshallah that will benefit us even of thousands and millions of years on the future when we are in our graves. These children will carry a benefit to us. So aim to make these kind of children, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. And Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, now include salam. In our silha, with salam, please listen with love and devotion. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نبی کا روزہ عرش اولاد اعلی میٹھے نبی کا روزہ ہے ہر مقام سے بالا میٹھے نبی کا روزہ کاتے بالا میٹھے نبی کا روزہ کیسا ہے پیارا پیارا یہ سبز سبز گنبد کیسا ہے پیارا پیارا یہ گنبد کتنا ہے میٹھا میٹھا مدینہ کتنا ہے میٹھا میٹھا میٹھے نبی کا روزہ عرش اولاد اعلی میٹھے نبی کا روزہ آنسو چھلک پرے اور بیتاب ہو گیا دل آنسو چھلک پرے اور بیتاب ہو گیا دل جس وقت میں نے دیکھا مدینہ جس وقت میں میٹھے نبی کا روزہ عرش اولاد اعلی میٹھے نبی کا روزہ ہوگی کی جس نے مدینے آ کر ہوگی شفاعت اس کی جس نے مدینے آ کر پائک نظر بھی دیکھا مدینہ پائک نظر بھی دیکھا تھے نبی کا روزہ بادل گھرے ہوئے ہیں بارش برس رہی ہے بادل گھرے ہوئے ہیں بارش برس رہی ہے لگتا کیا سہانا مدینہ لگتا ہے کیا سہانا میٹھے نبی کا روزہ عرش اولا سے اعلی میٹھے نبی کا روزہ ہجرو ان کو دکھا دے مولا میٹھے نبی کا روزہ عرش اولا سے اعلی میٹھے نبی کا روزہ جس وقت روح تن سے کی جدا ہو جس وقت روح تن سے عطار کی جدا ہو سامنے خدا یا مدینہ ہو سامنے خدا یا میٹھے نبی کا روزا اولا سے اعلی تھے نبی کرو
Masha Allah, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. To go further onto the topic, that what beautiful personalities then they came up as Mufti Azam Hind and Hujjatul Islam, inshallah, we'll learn about their seerah, which will definitely be a credit to Imam Ahl Sunnah being a great father in the history. Wasim bhai, what do you talk about the personalities of these two blessed people?
When we look at the offspring of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmat Rahman, we find that they have been brought up perfectly. In terms of the Madani pearl that you were just shedding the light on, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Sallam at Ala Hazrat had, how beautifully he imparted that love to his children. That to the extent that Hujjatul Islam Hazrat Maulana Hamid Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmat Rahman, it comes in his seerah that he loved reciting Durood e Pak so much. He loved reciting, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so much that other than whenever he would get some time off from his scholarly activities and propagating activities, any time that he would get off, he would do zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To the extent that even in the state of sleepiness, When you know, when a person is a bit drowsy and feeling a bit sleepy, even at that time, people who were close to him, they realized that we were reciting salawat upon our Kaleh salatu wasalam. Because that is the state in which a person does what he is used to.
Why would not he recite salawat in abundance, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, and Wasim Bhai? Because his father has had written Mustafa Jani Rahmatullah Salam, Shab'i Bazmi Hidayat Salah Salam. His father had written, Kisko Dekha Ye Musa Se Puche Koi, Aankh Walon Ki Himmat Pe Lakho Salam. Not only his father had written, Mujhse Khidmat Ke Kutsi Kahin Ha Raza, Mujhse Khidmat Ke Kutsi Kahin Ha Raza, Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pe Lakho Salam. His father, he recited Salawat and Salam in this dunya, but he also says on the day of judgment, when the angels say, Yasra Mustafa Jani, he would also recite Salawat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Salam on the day of judgment, and angels will also say, Yasra Da, Ha Da Mustafa Jani Rahmatullah.
This is one aspect which we are looking at Hujjat al-Islam, Maulana Hamid Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Because the way Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman brought up his children, they also are a complete institute within themselves. They also have various aspects to be looked upon and to learn from. So this was one aspect through which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala brought them up. If we further analyze their seerah, we will see what a great scholarly figure they became in the society, and how acclaimed they were globally in terms of, from a scholarly perspective. That Hujjat al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hamid Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, when we visited Haramain Tayyiban, the scholars of Haramain Tayyiban, which included Hazrat Sayyid Hussain Dabbagh and Sayyid Malik Turki Rahimahumullah, they appreciated and praised him. And what they said that after looking at his abilities, they said, we've not seen anyone more eloquent and more rhetoric than Hujjat al-Islam within the vicinities of Hindustan. This is the shuyu of time. We are giving this appraisal, this compliment to Hujjat al-Islam, Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, that we haven't seen anyone more eloquent and rhetoric than Hujjat, and they are addressing him as Hujjat al-Islam themselves.
This is the state of the son, what would have been the state of the father?
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And undoubtedly, this status, which other, the shuyukh of the time were appreciating of Hujjat al-Islam, was undoubtedly the upbringing of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. In addition to that, when we look at the seerah in totality of Hujjat al-Islam and Mufti Azam Hind rahimahumullah, we see that every small action of their life was depicting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. If you look at their daily life activities, we would see them to be extremely polite. We would see them to be smiling. We would see them to be extremely courteous. We would see them to be extremely respectful towards the elders, and extremely compassionate towards the youngsters. And all those attributes that we would find in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we would see them practically, physically present in the seerah of Hujjat al-Islam, Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan alayhi rahma, and Mufti Azamin Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And undoubtedly, as earlier, the point that the Qasai brought the attention towards was that if you want, the way you want your children to be yourself that way. And this was exactly how these two princes, Hujjat al-Islam and Mufti Azam Hind rahimahumullah, saw their father to be. And then they also adopted the same characteristics, same practices into their lives. And when we look at on a broader picture of how resolute and how endurance they had in their affairs, one incident comes into their mind. That once Hujjat al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hamid Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, he needed to go through an operation, a surgery, and the operation was a bit major operation, where obviously it was a bit painful, and the doctors, they prescribed that they needed to put him into the state of unconsciousness in order to operate him, but he refused. He said that I am not going to take the medicine, I am not interested, even if this was allowed in some cases, but look at the taqwa of Hujjat al-Islam, that he denied to take the medicine and get go into the state of intoxication, which at this place, maybe Islam is giving the permission for. But Hujjat al-Islam is saying, no, I wouldn't take this. And his operation was conducted in the state of consciousness. He was awake at the time when this operation was conducted, and throughout the operation he kept on reciting Durood-e Pak and Zikrullah Azza wa Jal throughout the operation. And even the doctors, physicians, they were surprised to the amount of patience of Hujjat al-Islam that he didn't mourn throughout. He didn't say, oh, it is hurting or it's very painful. Throughout, there was no complaint.
I was also reading the Seerah of Allah Hazrat that whenever he would take any medicine, he would find out what are the ingredients of this medicine before taking that medicine. So this is what the children would have learned from the seerah of their father, and mashallah, that was important. We're talking about the rites, Maliyah Islamic brothers. One of the beautiful rites for children is to give them a good name. I would like to draw your attention. Subhanallah, what beautiful names Allah Hazrat gave to their children. Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma had 7 children, right? 2 sons and 5 daughters. Now, look at the names and see how beautiful names Allah Hazrat has given to their children. The very first is Hujjatul Islam Maulana Muhammad Hamid Raza Khan. So his name was given Muhammad, right? And the second child, he is Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan. His name was also Muhammad, right? But to call Mustafa Raza Khan. He would find the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that both of the children, he named them as Muhammad. Okay, the third name, what you see, is Mustafa'i Begum, right? This is the daughter of Allah Hazrat. So there is also a connection to Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. The second is Kaniz Ze Hassan, Allahu Akbar, right? Kaniz Ze Hassan, the Kaniz of Hassan, subhanallah. This is the love to the family of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The third is Kaniz Ze Hussain. Subhanallah. How beautiful name Allah has given to another daughter. And the fourth is Kanize Hasanain. Allahu Akbar. And then Murtazai Begum. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful names Allah has. And all these names, you would find the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You would find the connection of the family of the Prophet that Allah has used to respect to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi
wa sallam. So just one point on this, that mashallah, what beautiful names Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi gave to his children. What names do we give to all children today?
Allah.
We give the names of the actresses, the film actors, the footballers, the singers. How can we expect that to be Ashiq Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam if we're starting them with these actresses and film actors' names? If we give them the names, they will be like whatever name you give them. So again, we learn that wherever we have a child, give them beautiful names from the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and inshallah you see that they will also have their characteristics put inside them as well, inshallah.
Any other important points as a right you would like to mention so that we can now conclude our silsila, because we're just left with very short time?
One other of the rights were to teach your child about such things such as the ghibat, chughli, stuff like backbiting. You know, somebody's backbiting this about us, or we're backbiting about somebody else. So we need to teach our children these things to make sure that they stay away from these things as well. So we have to teach them what's good and teach them what's bad as well, so they can stay away from this bad as well. But how, again, how can we teach our children if we don't know these things ourselves? How many of us know what is the definition of ghibat, backbiting? If we ask ourselves and the views of Madri channel, how many of us can give us the right definition of backbiting?
Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Hadith Channel, when I was reading the Seerah of Allah Hazrat, and I also read this beautiful point regarding backbiting and slandering and the people they do chughal, khori, right? And a person who came in the court of Allah Hazrat, and he said that your brother has bought some bangles for her wife, maybe gold bangles, right? Because that brother of Allah Hazrat, he used to look after the jaidad matters and the fields and all the matters of that time. So Allah Hazrat says, okay, if my brother has bought from my maal, from my wealth, then mashallah, I'm very happy that he thought that is his own maal, his own wealth. But if he has done from his own maal, then it is fair, it's fine, he's done it, mashallah, it's also something good. So he discouraged that person who came in the court of Allah Hazrat to tell us about his brother. So we also learn from this seerah that we need to stop backbiting, slandering, tail telling, and these are things to avoid. And Dawat Islami has, alhamdulillah, started war against backbiting. Inshallah, Azzawajal, you can find a beautiful encyclopedia on this topic of backbiting. My Sheikh Tariqat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dawat Barakatum Al Aliya, who is founder of Madani Channel, who is founder of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, he has written a masterpiece on this subject. If you don't have it, you can buy. It is also available, Alhamdulillah, in English. No doubt, backbiting is a cancer of society. You can read that book, inshallah, at you. It is available on Maktabatul Madina, on Stars of Dawat Islami. You can also download free from www.dawatislami.net, and you can get the blessings of this book, and you can learn that how commonly we backbite in our day-to-day routine, and that is something to save. It is far ilm to know and knowledge. And dear Islamic brothers, I would like to have the final concluding comments from our Muwallihin of Dawat Islami. What you would like to give a message at this topic to our viewers of Madani Channel?
Just to conclude, for the viewers of Madani Channel, what do we get out after teaching manners and bringing up children the way we should bring them up with? Just, I would like to shed a small light on the incident where we would realize what exactly are we missing by avoiding these things. That when Mufti Azam Hind, Mustafa Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, when Ala Hazrat taught him the manners, what rank did he get? We all know the scholarly side and everything, but the saintly miracles, the karama that was bestowed upon them, they were also something to look upon. That we've heard many incidents, many karamas of people during their lifetime, but when Mufti Azam Hind, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, passed away from this mortal world, what happened was that when the people were giving him ghusl, the piece of his cloth slightly slipped from his thigh, and people witnessed that he held it with his own fingers. This was the maqam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to this child of Ala Hazrat, and he put it back, he covered his thigh again. So this is the love of Sharia and Islamic teachings that were instilled in the heart of the children of Ala Hazrat, and imagine what bounty and how beneficial they will become for Ala Hazrat in the hereafter.
And nowadays we normally intentionally wear shorts.
Exactly. And this is what our children also learn. So a very quick message to the viewers of Madani Channel, that what exactly are we investing in for our Akhirah, through our children, who are the true asset of us for the Akhirah.
Future of us.
Yes. My final message would be to have such a relationship with your child that he can come to you in the time of happiness, in the time of sadness, in the time of problem, in the time of need. So for example, if he has any issue in his life, he don't need to be scared. If when the father comes home, the children go upstairs, then there's a problem in the household. Many families we see this happens. The father comes home after work, the children go upstairs in their own rooms, they're doing their own things. This is that the children are far away from the father. But if the children come downstairs to see the father and have a meal with the father, then that is the house that we should be. Be a role model for your children, and however you want them to be Rajaf yourself, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Many Islamic brothers and viewers from Madani Channel today, Usilsara, Alhamdulillah, so many beautiful Madani films that were shared and discussed by the Muballighin of Dawat Islam. You must have learned so much. Alhamdulillah, keep watching Madani Channel. You will learn so much, a great amount of knowledge, inshallah, Azzawajal. Tomorrow, we will come with another beautiful dimension of Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman. And final message from me is, love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as much as you can, more than that even, and teach your children the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because this will be the means of salvation for us in this world and hereafter. And this is from the seerah of my Imam, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. And we would like to conclude this silsila upon sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A multi-dimensional personality, a multi-dimensional personality, Imam Muhammad Raza, Imam Muhammad Raza.